The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And talk some more about the Cavs. We were just talking about the Cavs moments ago. Like I said, the 11-0 start is great, but the real reason I know this team is good is because they keep finding different ways to win. And to me, that is like the mark of a great team in this sport. And I think that's going to continue to come to fruition here in the weeks and months ahead. We'll see if they can make it 12 tonight. 12 would be nice. The win streak continuing to be nice. But I don't know that we have to like put all our eggs in that basket, because as Darius Garland said, it's about a lot more than that. Eric did ask at the end of last segment, though, is it too soon to start talking championship with the Cavs? And I am never going to be the guy telling you to lower your expectations. Like, have my Spencer Davies, friend of mine, former colleague of ours here at the station. And he was on earlier, I know, with Mitch and Jake. He always says that expectations are a robber of joy. Like, they steal joy away when you set expectations, because you end up then being disappointed if they don't reach them. And I understand what he's saying with that. And normally, like, as the fan that I am, would like to keep the bar low so that I don't get disappointed. I do that with Ohio State all the time. I do that with the Red Sox all the time. I mean, hell, I bet on the Red Sox fish with the worst record in baseball this year. But this Cavs team is super fun. I'm not usually going to tell you how to be a fan. And so if you want to start talking championship, I think it's fair. They've beaten everybody they're supposed to at this point. They are a wagon right now. There are going to be some tests along the way in the form of the Boston Celtics, most notably coming up here. They got two games in like a two-week span on the 19th and then the 1st of December. So we'll get to see how they match up head-to-head for the first time. But here's the thing, guys. Like, even that matchup, or even those matchups, we know that it's different than when you get to the postseason. Playoff basketball is just different. And so for me, I'm okay talking championships and thinking this team has a chance to compete for them. But what's really going to prove to me if this is a championship caliber team is what they do in the postseason, truly. And so I don't want to just gatekeep and be like, no, don't have expectations. It's not the playoffs yet. We need to see them in the playoffs first. Like, that doesn't make it. I said this before, but like, the season, these sports are supposed to be, sports are fun because you go week to week and game to game with expectations and you get excited about the possibilities of things. So I think it's totally fair to do that, and it makes the season more fun and enjoyable for all of us to sort of follow. But I'm keeping the bar where it's at right now, which is Eastern Conference Finals. I think for me, it's like I've just been reassured that they should at least be able to get to that point by this start and by beating a team like the Warriors the way that they did. I said it earlier, but I think that Warriors win is like the statement of the season so far. That was a testament, like, we are here. We are of your model, because Kenny Atkinson has some of that Steve Kerr strategy in his brain from working underneath him for the last couple years. And, you know, we're a force to be reckoned with. I do not understate that. Like, that told the rest of the NBA, the national pundits, everybody, you got to take this team seriously. It can't just be the Cavs aren't going to roll over and be the soft team that they were accused of being in recent years. They're different this time around. And so I Eastern Conference Finals, at least. If you're raising the bar at this point, I think that's fine. I want to see, and it's going to be a while, but like I'll probably by the time we get there believe that they have a shot. But the playoffs is where this team will really make its statement. If they're able to get out of the second round and accomplish at least that goal, then yeah, like of course they'll have a really good shot. But I want to see what they do to teams in the playoffs that are scheming for you and only you before I go fully to championship caliber. And I say that knowing that probably by March, if they're still playing really well and leading the East, I'll probably be there anyway. So we'll just have to see. 216-474-0092. If you want to talk Cavs with me here, at Spencito _ on Twitter, if you want to get involved in the conversation as well. I'm curious from you out there listening. Yesterday, we went to this Jurassic Quest. It was at the IX Center. My son is 2.5. He loves dinosaurs. We had the bye week. We were trying to make the most of it, so we did some family time stuff. We went to this dinosaur thing, and there was all these rides, and it was a good time. He had a good time. He colored this dinosaur picture that he's now like taking everywhere with him in the house. He can't put it down. It's great. It's the cutest thing ever. That's not what I want to talk about though. When we parked the car at the IX Center, we had to pay $10 to park. I get out of the car once we're parked, look down at my feet, and I see a very wet $10 bill on the ground that had, I guess, fallen out of maybe the car next to me, somebody's purse, wallet, whatever. And instantly I'm like, oh, shoot, $10. I'm picking this up. Basically got free parking for the day. How about that? Okay. And as the day unfolded, I kept thinking about this $10. I was like, man, I can't believe I found $10. That's a pretty good amount of money. I never usually get that lucky. Usually I find like a dollar on the ground. And I just walk, like, I'm a pretty empathetic person. People who are close to me or know me know that by now. Like I think about like, oh, what about the person that lost the $10? That's like the thing I do. I put myself in their shoes. I do that maybe too much sometimes. My wife says it can be sometimes a weakness for me, which is probably pretty true. But I was thinking about it like, listen, nobody's really fretting $10 when it's all said and done. Maybe 20 would be a little bit more. 100, I think, would probably be something where it's like, okay, that's a pretty significant amount of money to like most normal middle-class people where they're like, man, I can't believe I lost a $100 bill. But it got me on this thought process and this tangent where it's like, what is the amount of money that your reaction isn't just pick it up and keep it, and you know what? I probably should try to get this back to the original owner. Like, in my scenario, there was no way I was ever going to find the original owner. If I walk around this Jurassic Quest thing asking people, hey, did you lose $10 in the parking lot? Every single person I ask is going to say yes, and they're going to take that $10. Like, nobody's going to, there's no, like, real judge, jury, or executioner there. It's just, somebody wants $10, is going to take $10. Most people probably don't think much of $10 anyway. So they're like, who's going to miss $10? And they'll just take it. So I'm not, like, most people, I think, in my shoes would have picked up the $10 and not tried to find the owner. I'm not saying I was trying to do that in this instance. It was ridiculous. But it just got me wondering, what is the amount of money where you're like, yeah, I probably should try to get this back to the owner? It's easy when it's like with a purse or with a wallet where there's an ID, and then you can just be like, okay, we'll get this back to the right person. But when it's just loose money on the ground, I don't know, man. Like, if I find a $100 bill on the ground, I'm still just picking it up and keeping it. And I'm like, hell yeah, that's gas for like the next 2 weeks. Let's go. Depending on how prices are impacted by the election, we'll see. It could be up, it could be down. Maybe it's 3 weeks of gas. We'll have to find out. But no, like, I'm just keeping it if it's $100 or lower. If you found like a banded $1,000, you trying to find the owner for that? We were talking during the break, Kayla, like, what you're supposed to do, right, is like take it to the police station and then...
Yeah, they say if somebody doesn't claim it in 30 days, then it's yours, but...
But can't any Joe Schmo just show up and claim it?
I mean, yeah, or one of the cops. That just feels like taking it.
I mean, listen, we've seen all those mafia movies. We know about dirty cops. Let's be real here.
I don't think I would worry about it unless it was...
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Something super impactful, like enough to pay rent.
Like a suitcase full of money.
I feel like I would be getting set up if it was a suitcase full of money.
You're
so
like
I was watching
around,
me.
Like, they're putting me on a nope. You're not gonna get me today.
Candid camera show of what would you do? And then
Maybe Keith has cameras. They know no bounds.
He doesn't need any more power than he already has.
Let's go to the phones. Is this Gavin or just Gavi? Oh, it's Gavi. Okay, Gavi, what's up, man?
What's up? How you doing? I was working as a server about 2 years ago, and it was near the end of a shift, and I found $200 on the ground, two $100 bills, you know, crisply pressed together, which, you know, obviously is a lot of money. You know, looked around. Does anybody have, like, look like they're looking for money? Asked some people, did you lose any money? You know, you got to do what you got to do. I wasn't going to give it back to the restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Like, there weren't that many more people there.
When you asked people if they lost money, what was their response?
I just went up to, like, one table with a bunch of people, and I was like, did anybody lose any money? They look funny, you know, at me, like, thinking, like, what, they need money from the waiter? You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, that's cool. Like, I'll keep it, you know?
Because that's the thing. Like, it's an awkward conversation to have because you're going to go up and ask people, like, hey, did you lose money? And they're either just going to be like, yeah, actually, now that I think about it, I did. And they're just going to take advantage of the situation. Or like you said, they're going to be like, why is this guy asking me if I lost money? Like, I you know what I mean? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like in a case like that, you do what you got to do. Like, I looked around, you know, at the people sitting in the bar. Is there anybody looking like they're, you know, looking around? But once you do that, you know, it's fair game. Now, if it was like $1,000, I feel like I might have lingered around a little longer because at that point I would just be hoping that if I found the rightful owner, I could get, you know, maybe $200 or $300 if they had, a kind heart, you know.
They'll give you a reward. Yeah, I could. That's a fair thought process. I understand where you're coming from, Gavi. I appreciate the call. Real quick here, Jared in North Ridgeville, how much money is the amount that you would start to try to at least find the owner?
Yeah, I would say, you know, about $100 is what I would say. And I also think it has a little bit to do with age, because one time I was with some buddies in a grocery store parking lot, and we looked down and we saw a $100 bill, and then about another 5 feet we saw another $100 bill, and we were both, you know, really excited. We're like, let's look for more. But as we looked up,
I thought it was like a leprechaun like leaving money behind or something like that.
Yeah, but funny enough, it's kind of funny how you say you were thinking about it through the day, because this happened to me, you know, 12 years ago, and I still think about it sometimes, because when we looked up, there was like a nice red Corvette pulling out of the parking lot. And, you know, at the time, I mean, I was in high school, like, I'm like, this is a lot of money to me. But as I got older and more mature, if I was in that same situation, I honestly think I would have probably tried to run the car down, like, you know, before it pulled out, like as it was backing out, and just ask. Because I'm a big believer in karma, you know, and I think you do the right thing and right things will come your way.
That's a good point, Jared. I appreciate the call. Karma, I too tend to believe in some form of karma that exists out there. I clearly didn't think about that when I picked up that $10 yesterday. I was like, this is mine now. Free parking, baby. Let's go. I didn't care about any of that karma. I'm sure it'll come back to get me somehow. I'll probably walk out.
Whoopsie-daisy!
I'll probably walk out there and have a ticket on my car tonight. Even though it's Veterans Day. Who knows? Karma's coming for me, but I guess it's coming for us all. I don't know. I guess the consensus for me is, like, if it's $100 or below, I'm just keeping it. If it's anything more than that, I'd think about it. Once you get to $1,000, I guess you got to at least try to find somebody who maybe lost that chunk of change, but times are tough out there, man. I could use that $350 too. 216-474-0092. We will try to get to more of your calls here in the final hour on the Cavs, the Browns, or otherwise on how much money you could find on the ground and keep it. When we get back, though, Lance Reisland, Cleveland.com, going to join us. We'll pick his brain about the state of the Browns, Deshaun Watson, what he saw watching the tape back of his six games, and much, much more. It's Spencer German with you, 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.